This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso has declared a 60-day state of emergency following Wednesday's assassination of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Witness video captured the slaying of 59-year-old Fernando Villavicencio as he was leaving a political rally in the capital, Quito, with multiple shots fired into a vehicle he was entering. Throngs of security surrounded the hospital where Villavicencio was pronounced dead. Soon after, authorities said the gunman also died from his injuries. Ecuador's president says he believes organized crime is behind the assassination, a thought echoed by the candidate's friend who spoke with reporters.
Las mafias sabían.
Villavicencio, an anti-corruption candidate, was one of eight in the August 20th presidential vote, although he was not the front runner. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Niger's ruling military junta has declared the formation of a new government 2 weeks after overthrowing the country's democratically elected president. The regime announced the names of 21 people who will become ministers in the new government during a televised speech on Thursday. The move took place hours before leaders of the regional economic community of West African states were due to open a summit in the Nigerian capital, Abuja, to discuss the crisis in Niger. ECOWAS has threatened to take military action to restore ousted President Mohamed Bazoum to power. Bazoum and his family have been detained at the presidential palace in the capital, Niamey, since the July 26 coup. His allies say conditions in the palace are worsening. An advisor said Wednesday the family is running out of food and have been living without electricity or running water for a week. This is VOA News. Wildfires have devastated parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui, killing at least six people, damaging or destroying over 270 structures, and reducing most of an historic tourist town to ash. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the latest details.
President Joe Biden has ordered all available federal assets to help combat fatal wildfires that have devastated parts of the Hawaiian island of Maui. The president said the Coast Guard and Navy are supporting response and rescue efforts, while the Marines are providing Black Hawk helicopters to fight the fires. The Hawaiian National Guard has mobilized Chinook helicopters to help with fire suppression and search and rescue operations. The Transportation Department is working with commercial airlines to evacuate tourists from the island, while the Interior and Agricultural Departments stand ready to support post-fire recovery efforts. The president offered condolences to the families of those who have lost loved ones and express gratitude towards the brave firefighters and first responders who continue to run towards danger. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
China's foreign ministry says it has lodged solemn representations with the United States over President Joe Biden's newest moves to restrict U.S. investment in Chinese technology. President Biden signed an executive order Wednesday that directs the Treasury Department to restrict U.S. investments in sensitive technologies. Reuters correspondent Ran Chang has that story.
The investment ban focuses on semiconductors, quantum tech, and artificial intelligence, areas where the U.S., Japan, and the Netherlands have dominated and where China has worked to develop homegrown alternatives. The order aims to stem the flow of U.S. capital to tech like that, which could also boost China's military modernization. It may take many months before Biden's order comes into effect, possibly not enacted until well into 2024, a presidential election year. The Treasury issued an advance notice on the rules, saying some deals would be banned once the regulations kick in, and investors must notify the government of their plans on others.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. With the 50th anniversary of hip-hop this week, the legendary Sugar Hill Gang recalls what went into the classic song, Rapper's Delight. AP correspondent Margie Zaralita reports.
Now what you hear is not a test.
Rapper's Delight was not the first rap song, but it was one of the first big rap hits. Michael Wright, a.k.a. Wonder Mike of Sugar Hill Gang, says it took 8 hours to do the music, and they laid down the rap in one take, almost. He says the first time he passed it over to Big Bank Hank, Hank wasn't ready.
19 minutes the song was. One take except for that one stop.
Wright says they cut it down to 15 minutes, unbelievably long for a single in those days, but label head Sylvia Robinson okayed it.
We're going to put this out just like it is. And she did, and the radio stations played it.
I'm Archie Zarla.